Hello.
Hello, I'm Michael of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
I confirm.
Sorry?
I confirm.
Thank you very much. And just to confirm, am I speaking with Roland? Thank you. And we have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather to have the survey in English or in Spanish?
In English.
Thank you. And in which state do you currently live, just to make sure?
Texas.
And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
What is this? Where is this heading? Because I don't want to answer your questions, but I want to know what we're... what the end game is here.
It's an opinion survey research, and it's only for certain counties in Texas. So, for example, Cameron, Hidalgo, Kennedy, Cleburne, and Willacy. Only for those counties.
Hidalgo County.
And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, and all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
All on a cell phone.
And are you or is anyone on your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, political party, or by a candidate for a political office? And just ensure we have a representative sample. In what year were you born?
71.
Thank you. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you have completed in school? Thank you. Just a moment. And thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
He sucks.
Sorry?
He sucks.
So do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate for this district?
Republican.
And would you lean or probably or definitely vote for Republican?
Definitely.
Now, I would like you to read some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much, just tell me and we'll go to the next one. So the first person is Kamala Harris. Have you heard of her?
Of course I have.
And your opinion is favorable or unfavorable?
Completely unfavorable.
So very unfavorable. Okay, next is Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Next, Mayra Flores.
Not familiar.
Next, Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
And next, Vicente Gonzalez.
Not familiar.
And thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all interested and 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
And if the election for president was held today, for whom would you vote? For Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican? Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. Any election for U.S. Congress was being held today. For whom would you vote? Mayra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Republican.
And will that be definitely, probably, or lean to the Republican candidate?
Lean.
Thank you. And now I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Republican, Democrat, or something else? And a strong, not so strong, or a lean to Republicans?
Strong.
And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do? Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, how would you say that you, at your home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish, or only English at home?
Only English.
Thank you. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay, so this was our survey. I do appreciate your time, and thank you very much for your participation. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Goodbye.